Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. And in Eco Money today, COVID-19 has ruthlessly laid bare every vulnerability within the business landscape. Organizations and entire industries are being put through the ultimate stress test of their ability and commitment to deliver long-term value. Stewardship isn't just a theory. Stewardship Asia Center's CEO Rajiv Peshawaria and former TEDx speaker argues that it should go hand in hand with recovery strategies. In today's business, unusual. One question remains, what should a company's focus be when paving the way for sustainable growth beyond the crisis? It could be impact investing, looking beyond self, and altruism. Is green the new gold? And is ESG altruism a reality? Let's get Rajiv to weigh in. Rajiv, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Rajiv, let's start with the definition of stewardship. We know leaders are not necessarily stewards. What does it all mean?
Quite simply, stewardship is about creating a better future for everyone. And more specifically, it is leading, managing, governing, and investing responsibly with the purpose of maximizing long-term returns, long-term value, by balancing the needs of all stakeholders, society, environment, and future generations. The keyword here is by. Stewardship is not a nice to have on the side. In today's world, value creation must happen by making the world a better place. And that needs to be the business model itself.
Why do you think that's important, especially now?
Well, we live in times which have both exciting opportunities and daunting challenges. Exciting opportunities abound because connectivity and technology are placing unprecedented power in the hands of ordinary people. Today, anyone with a high-speed internet connection can start a business or a movement. Never before have ordinary people been more empowered. Today, they can bring down regimes, demand positive change within their organizations just by raising their voices and amplifying them over social media. On the other hand, we have daunting challenges coexisting alongside exciting opportunities. Planet Earth is facing monumental challenges like the shortage of food, water, healthcare, and harmony. Add to that climate change and the growing population, and you have the perfect storm, isn't it? By 2060, we will be 10 billion of us on Earth. Think about that, Howard. Unless we think and act carefully and responsibly, we will not leave the planet in good shape for future generations. So whether you want to maximize commercial returns or be a leader that addresses some of those challenges, we need a stewardship mindset. Consumers and customers today are increasingly refusing to buy from companies that are not good stewards. And people will follow a leader only if he or she is a genuine better future creator, that is, a steward leader.
Rajiv, I got to say, I'm hard-pressed to believe that altruism exists in any form. Also, to put altruism and business in the same sentence seems paradoxical.
Yeah.
You think it's possible for ESG altruism to really exist?
Yeah, so it's interesting that you said it yourself, right? Using ESG and altruism and business, all these words together. But altruism means looking after others, even at one's own expense, selflessly. And that makes it a difficult proposition because humans are intrinsically designed to act in their own self-interest. I don't believe there is anything such as complete selflessness. If it even were possible to remove the self from the equation, first of all, it's not. All innovation and evolution would come to a halt. Self-interest or selfishness is not a bad thing. It is the ultimate driver of energy. So I have a problem with terms like ESG altruism, to be honest with you. We need to stop positioning ESG and therefore stewardship as altruistic. There's nothing altruistic about focusing on ESG or on stewardship more broadly. Those that are doing it are not doing it out of pure selflessness. They're equally doing it for themselves. For example, companies that are making money by doing good are not doing it only out of the selfless goodness of their hearts. They're doing it because they know that as the world becomes more transparent, the only way to make money in a sustainable way is to do so by doing good. Otherwise, they will be rejected by the market. And similarly, leaders that are focused on environmental or social issues are doing it for themselves at some level. We want a clean environment for ourselves as much as we want it for others. We want a just and equitable society and community for our own safety and well-being as much as we want it for others at large. And we want it for our kids. The point I'm making is this. We need stewardship more than ever before today because of the great opportunities and daunting challenges that coexist. Let's not call it altruistic, tough proposition. Let's not try to challenge human nature. Let's do it for ourselves.
Talk to us about how businesses can pivot in this direction. I mean, if they're not set up properly with stewardship ingrained into the mindset, some are barely surviving at this point too.
Yeah. Look, one thing is clear. If you want to maximize long-term value creation, you have to think like a steward. The days of focusing only on maximizing shareholder returns at the expense of other stakeholders, environment, society, or future generations are over. There are plenty of research studies that show the positive correlation between ESG and other forms of stewardship and shareholder returns. In the past, companies could get away with bad behavior because the markets were opaque. Today, we live in times that are closest to the classic definition of free markets in economics, right? Wherein everything is transparent. It is getting increasingly impossible to get away with bad behavior because connectivity enables information to spread like never before in history. So in these transparent times, how can businesses set themselves up for success? The short answer is practice what you preach. See, most companies have corporate values that are supposed to guide employee behavior. But how many companies actually use their stated values as a means of governing employee behavior? Here's a question I ask senior leaders and board directors every time I get a chance. If you had 100 units of management time and effort, how many of those do you use in ensuring that your employees follow the rules, regulations, and policies of your company or industry? And how many do you use on ensuring that your employees actually live your organization's stated values? Now, I can't tell you how many times in how many rooms. And if they're honest, the answer generally is 90-10 or 80-20.
Okay.
In other words, we spend a lot of time articulating our company values, but at best, they remain beautiful hallway posters or website pages. If you want to get stewardship right, you need to reverse that ratio where the majority of management time and effort is spent on ensuring that values are lived every day. And how do you do that? By making values matter.
What's the point then, Rajiv, of having these values and your mission? So even if they do pivot toward becoming stewardship type businesses, run according to those values and that mission, but they don't, what's the point?
You're absolutely right. You know, I mean, we state those values and we taunt them in our hallways, and they're all over the campuses of big companies and everywhere on the websites. They even print wallet cards for people, all employees, to carry them. But the key is that you have to make them matter. They have to move from being posters and wallet cards to real action. So how do you do that? I mean, there are five things you need to do. Use values as a basis for decision making. Whenever an important decision is to be made, refer to the values and ask, how would we decide if we were to act in accordance with our own stated values? And role model that behavior. Second, develop a purpose for the organization that is based on those values and let strategy and execution be guided by it. Third, together, purpose and values should be the basis of everything leaders need to do, and role model this behavior, as I said, because the actions of senior leaders talk louder than their words. Number four, resist the urge to manage and govern with rules and regulations. It's very attractive to manage with rules and regulations because that gives you control. Create a values-based management system because rules get outdated in today's fast-paced environment before the ink even dries on them. Values and purpose have a much longer shelf life, so both management and governance needs to be values and purpose-based.
That means taking out punishment too, right?
Absolutely. Do you remember this video of United Airlines beating up a passenger and dragging him out of an airplane in a bloodied state a couple of years ago? The flight was overbooked. And they asked everybody who would like to voluntarily give up their seat. Nobody did. And then they at random picked up David Dow, and he said, I will not leave. So they physically beat him and dragged him out of the plane.
Why?
Why? Great question, right? The best part is, when the video went viral, you know what the first words from the CEO's office were? And no, it wasn't, I apologize on behalf of United Airlines. That's not what the first words were.
They should have been.
They should have been, right? He said, my employees did nothing wrong. They followed stated industry procedure. Can you imagine a bigger PR disaster than that?
What?
That's the first. Yeah. So now here's the thing. The industry policy or the procedure is that, you know, you offer people $300, see who takes it, and a free flight and the next flight, and somebody will give up their seat. But if nobody gives up the seat, pick somebody at random and pull them off. I want to ask the CEO this question. If instead of following stated industry procedure, your employees had followed stated company values, which are on your websites and everywhere, which says customer comes first and treat them with respect, blah, 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 would they have worked harder to find a different solution?
Mm.
Your people were compelled to follow the rules, hence they even used the use of force. But they were not empowered to use or act according to values. And you have these beautiful posters everywhere. This is what I mean by saying you have to reverse the ratio. Now, if you looked at the values and looked for an answer, the answer was very clear. Nobody is saying yes to $300. Well, offer them $500, offer them $1,000, offer them $2,000. Somebody would give up a short-haul flight for $2,000, right? The cost would be nothing compared to the damage that it costs.
Mm.
Exactly. So the whole system of management and governance needs to be turned upside down if you really want to take stewardship seriously and do it for your own good.
Who's done it well, you think, Rajiv?
There's plenty of companies that have done it well and continue to do it well. You have the usual examples of Patagonia and the Tata Group, Yakun. I came across another interesting example the other day. You know, the Tata Sons, the holding company of the Tata Group in India, their slogan is, we make money so we can give it away. 75% of their profits are put back into society. The important thing is, you have to decide what you want to do.
Are you seeing, though, Rajiv, some companies finding it hard to keep up with stewardship, especially during these times?
Look, I mean, I understand the argument, right? Some people say that, you know, for me to be able to do good, I have to make money first. I have to survive. If I don't have food in my tummy, then the only thing I can think of is food. So all these high-thinking stuff and all that, please save it for later when I have some money in my pocket.
Because you can't work if you're dead, Rajiv. Let's be honest.
In the past, you could argue that that was true. Today, my argument is that if you really want to make money in a sustainable way, if you really want to create long-term value creation in a way that can be sustained, you have to find a way to do it by doing good. The old model was, let's make money for shareholders as much as we possibly can.
And then
and we'll do
good.
Some good CSR on the side, right? Mm. Those days are over. Today, doing good has to be the model. Because today, you and I, ordinary people, are way too empowered, more empowered than ever before in human history. We have a supercomputer in our pockets, and we can amplify our voices. We can bring down regimes. So today, we will not buy from companies that don't stand for greater good. It's as simple as that because information is free. You have to find a way to make money by doing good. And by the way, even the most jaded of business executives who were only bothered about shareholder returns are also learning that lesson. I'll give you an example. The Reliance Industries out of India, not known for stewardship. They're all about shareholder value. Even they are realizing we better learn to make money by doing good because that's the only sustainable way. And by launching Reliance Jio, which is now the largest 4G network in India, they have democratized broadband availability in rural India by slashing prices. And by the way, they are making money doing it. Farmers now are not getting fleeced because they can check crop prices. Otherwise, middlemen were killing them. Things like that.
It doesn't bother you though, Rajiv, what the motivation was? Still not out of the goodness of our hearts, really.
Well, yes. Ideally, I would love it if it came from the goodness of the heart because at the end of the day, you want to make a choice, right? But I'm saying even if not, the market is forcing you to think like that today. So you better do it even if it was for your own good.
Do you have advice though, Rajiv, for businesses who want to get started on this journey, whatever the motivation might be?
Yes. The first thing to do is to make a proactive choice towards stewardship. You know, business is about working hard and taking a bit of risk. So business should definitely be rewarded with profits. I've got nothing against profits. The choice business leaders need to make is this. What do I want to make a profit by? Be ambitious by all means. Have big aspirations to be the biggest player in the market and the most profitable company in the world. But stewardship says be even more ambitious and pledge that you will become the biggest and most profitable by doing good. That's the choice. That's the first step. And then you need to answer a couple of questions for yourself. What is my purpose? Why do we exist as an organization? And what values will govern our actions and decisions? So you've made the choice, you've identified the purpose, you've identified the values. Now create systems and structures in your organization to govern with values rather than rules.
Rajiv Peshawaria, Stewardship Asia Center's CEO, joining us today on Eco Money. Rajiv, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.